MissouriNet News. I'm Jason Taylor. The Missouri House has given initial approval to a statewide expansion of charter schools. Supporters of the move say charter schools allow students in failing public schools to go to a charter school that is providing a better education. Opponents say it would provide fewer choices for students. One more favorable vote would send the legislation to the Senate. The Missouri Senate has passed a measure that would increase the penalties for those who misuse herbicides on crops. Legislation would let the Missouri Agriculture Department fine a farmer up to $1,000 per acre for illegally spraying herbicides. Bill heads back to the House with changes. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill to establish new standards for vetting expert witnesses in jury trials. Supporters say the measure will prevent junk science from being presented to juries. Opponents say it'll make cases more expensive and lengthy with pretrial witness vetting. Missouri House Committee is considering a plan that is meant to avoid makeup days at the end of a school year. Lamar State Representative Mike Kelly wants to allow teachers to send work to their students to do at home for up to 10 days when school is out for bad weather. Kelly says the concept could help districts with problems of making up excessive missed days at the end of a school year.
In many cases, if you're bringing them at the end of the school year, you've got families that have already made trips and they're just not going to show up. You've got seniors that have already graduated and they're not going to come in. So you truly are losing educational opportunity as well as, you know, just students in general because you're trying to tack things on at the end of the year.
The proposal could also work for students when they're sick and can't attend school. A controversial bathroom bill spawned protests from a small group of young transgender people who blocked a restroom and berated a state senator sponsoring the legislation yesterday. Republican Ed Emery of Lamar's bill requires public school students to use bathrooms for the gender identified on their birth certificate. And Konzo Martins, the new head basketball coach at Mizzou after spending three seasons in California, also coached at Missouri State. The parents of a 12-year-old St. Louis boy were charged with involuntary manslaughter yesterday after he was shot to death Tuesday while home alone with his younger brother. Police say the two boys found a gun and started playing with it, after which a round struck the older brother in the head. The boy's father came home and took the 12-year-old to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A proposal to improve sluggish delivery of new alcoholic beverages to store shelves in Missouri is being examined by state lawmakers. The Division of Alcohol and Tobacco Control has been riddled with problems in granting speedy approval of product labels compared to other states. Heath Clarkston with Southern Glazers Distributors says delays can frustrate all sides, from suppliers to retailers to consumers.
For example, if you have a national ad campaign going, it's on cable television in all 50 states, it may lead people to want to go try some unique product. Well, they go to the stores and they start banging on the retailers.
The measure does away with mandatory state inspection of the labels. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.